Joseph, the floor supervisor. Good
morning.
Yes, sir. My name is Joseph, the floor supervisor. Good morning. How can I help you today?
Well, I was talking to a young lady named Maya about a car that was a deal on Facebook. If you call, you get the flip starter from Home Depot for free. All you have to do is put it in your hand. Well, I did that. And they wound up charging me $67.32 for the thing. I didn't know who it was who charged it, so I called. Called the bank first. Told them to watch out for fraud. Anyway, I called to see if I had actually ordered something. I had, but it wasn't free. Well, Maya fixed that. She said she put it in for a full refund. Be 3 to 5 business days. No, that ain't gonna happen. It takes 3 to 5 business days to be able to get my money. Push the button, send it to my bank. My bank is open. I'm gonna call them back anyway. I'll tell them to look for it. Not your money, you took it without authorization, and I want it back. Pretty simple. Think I'm gonna handle that.
Okay, so I'm going to need to first pull up the account. What's the zip code and first and last name on this account, please?
72301. Name is Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L, Q-S-C-H-U-H. The card ending, last four of the card was 4366. I live in West Memphis, Arkansas. Kind of funny, and Maya said, well, all I can do is refund you 35%. I said, no, what you can do is, you know, talk to your supervisor. Then all of a sudden, a full refund had been issued. It'd be 3 to 5 days. That's not satisfactory either. Full refund issued, yes. 3 to 5 days, no. So push the button, send it to my bank. Get it out of your account. You ain't gonna put it in a great big account. No more money, it's all interest on it. If not, I go another route.
Okay, sir, I'm still trying to pull up the account. Can I have the shipping address on the account, please?
502 South Roson Drive, West Memphis, Arkansas, 72301. It's already been shipped, he said.
Thank you for that, sir. I'm looking for an account with that information. Thank you.
It'll be that hard. I'm right up on the screen.
Okay. So I've pulled up an account with that information. Allow me just a moment to review it, please. Okay, sir. So I see that this is in regards to you had with us our Factor Direct Savings Store Gadgets Club membership. You were going to receive the Home Spa Max Foot Massager. That was for the shipping cost of $5.74. And then 4 days after signing up, you were going to be billed the membership fee, which was going to be the $67.32 for a Factor Direct Savings Store Gadgets Club. I see it's been canceled out.
Stop. Membership for what?
It was the membership for a Factor Direct Savings Store Gadgets Club. You signed up back on 6/3, sir. When you selected the When you selected a gift for the Home Spa Max foot massager. Do you remember ever selecting a gift for that?
No membership.
Okay. Do you remember selecting the Home Spa Max foot massager, sir?
Yeah. And I remember they wanted, all I had to do was pay for $7, $6, and I paid another $3.99 for something.
For the warranty. Yes, sir.
Okay.
So that's what you, when you went ahead and signed up for that and selected the gift, that was the process of signing up. It stated in terms and conditions you were signing up for the Factory Direct Savings Store Gadgets Club. Now, I do see the account has been closed out by the representative you spoke with, and you were refunded in full for the $67.32.
Yeah.
So that's been refunded back to your account already, sir. That'll take about 3 to 5 business days for the refund to be on your account. I have a confirmation number whenever you're ready, sir.
Confirmation number I have, it is. Sorry, 7-2-3. Huh?
It's going to be 7-3-0-8-0-1-9.
Hold on.
Okay, let me know when you...
7-3-0-8.
0-1-0-9-6-9.
Mm-hmm. And that's
67-32. What's that a confirmation number for? That's your refund confirmation number, sir. You've already been refunded. What
is C260513? 983 confirmation number.
That is the cancellation confirmation number.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you're canceled out and refunded, sir.
So it's already sent to my bank. What you tell me?
It'll be back in your account within the next 3 to 5 business days.
No, it'll be in my account today because my bank's open.
It'll be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days, sir.
So y'all have already sent. That was telling me.
I've already it's already been refunded and your account's been canceled out. It takes 3 to 5 business days for the refund to be fully available, depending on your financial institution. Sometimes they only take 3. Sometimes it takes up to 5 business days.
When do you send money to my bank? Well, I don't know.
The refund has been issued already, sir. It takes 3 to 5 business days for the refund credits to post to your account and be processed. I cannot do anything about that time frame, sir.
So y'all already sent the money to my bank. All I'm
You've already been bank. Issued the refund, sir. It's going to take 3 to 5 business days for the refund credits to be processed and post to your account, sir.
How do you know that if you don't bank where I do?
That is the time frame it usually takes for any financial institution to process the refund credit. So you can always take the refund confirmation number we have provided to you, sir, to your bank and see if your bank can push through the refund credits any quicker on their end. It's already been issued to them, sir.
That's what I need to know. It's already been issued to them. Thank you. You have a good weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support.
Well, I'd like to send you. Yeah.